Loving Your Enemy by Brother David Steindl-Rast. To love our enemies doesn't mean that we suddenly become their friends. If it is our enemies we are to love, then they must remain enemies. Unless you have enemies, you cannot love them. And if you have no enemies, I wonder if you have any friends. The moment you choose your friends, their enemies become your own enemies. By having convictions, we make ourselves the enemies of those who oppose those convictions. But let's be sure we agree on what we mean by terms like friend, enemy, hatred, or love. The mutual intimacy we share with our best friends is one of the greatest gifts of life, but it's not always given when we call someone a friend. Friendship need not even be mutual. How about organizations like Friends of Our Local Library, Friends of Elephants, and of Other Endangered Species? Friendship allows for many degrees of closeness and takes many different forms. What it always implies is active support of those whom we befriend, engagement to help them reach their goals. With enemies, it's the exact opposite. After all, the very word enemy comes from the Latin inimicus and means simply not a friend. Of course, not everyone who's not a friend is therefore an enemy. Enemies are opponents, not opponents for play as in sports or games, but in mutual opposition with us in matters of deep concern. Their goals are opposed to our own highest aspirations. Thus, out of conviction, we must actively try to prevent them from reaching their goals. We can do this lovingly or not, and thus we find ourselves head-on confronted with the possibility to love our enemies. Love, in every one of its forms, is a lived yes to belonging. I call it a lived yes because the very way loving people live and act says loudly and clearly, "Yes, I affirm and respect you, and I wish you well." As members of the cosmic family, we belong together, and this belonging goes far deeper than anything that can ever divide us. In an upside-down way, a yes to belonging is even present in hatred. While love says yes joyfully and with fondness, hatred says it grudgingly with animosity, gall. Still, even one who hates acknowledges mutual belonging. Have there not been moments in your life when you couldn't say whether you loved or hated someone close to your heart? This shows that hatred is not the opposite of love. The opposite of love and of hatred is indifference. Loving our enemies is an ideal for human beings of any spiritual tradition. Mahatma Gandhi practiced it no less inspiringly than St. Francis, but it calls to mind the saying of Jesus, quote, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." End quote. And this, in turn, calls to mind what G.K. Chesterton said, quote, "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." End quote. Difficult, yes, but eminently worth trying, especially in a world torn by enmity.